The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, February 21st, 2016, is from the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, verses 11 through 19. Hear now the word of the Lord from Leviticus, chapter 16, verses 11 through 19. Aaron shall bring the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. And he is to slaughter the bull for his own sin offering. He is to take a censer full of burning coals from the altar before the Lord, and two handfuls of finely ground fragrant incense, and take them behind the curtain. He is to put the incense on the fire before the Lord, and the smoke of the incense will conceal the atonement cover above the tablets of the covenant law, so that he will not die. He is to take some of the bull's blood, and with his finger sprinkle it on the front of the atonement cover. Then he shall sprinkle some of it with his finger seven times before the atonement cover. He shall then slaughter the goat for the sin offering for the people, and take its blood behind the curtain, and do with it as he did with the bull's blood. He shall sprinkle it on the atonement cover, and in front of it. In this way he will make atonement for the most holy place, because of the uncleanness and rebellion of the Israelites, whatever their sins have been. He is to do the same for the tent of meeting, which is among them in the midst of their uncleanness. No one is to be in the tent of meeting from the time Aaron goes in to make atonement in the most holy place until he comes out, having made atonement for himself, his household, and the whole community of Israel. Then he shall come out to the altar that is before the Lord, and make atonement for it. He shall take some of the bull's blood, and some of the goat's blood, and put it on the horns of the altar. He shall then sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times, to cleanse it, and to consecrate it, from the uncleanness of the Israelites. May the Lord bless this reading of His Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Leviticus chapter 16, verses 11 through 19, New International Version, Sunday, February 21st, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further. Follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lesson Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Leviticus chapter 16, verses 11 through 19. Leviticus 16:11. Aaron shall bring the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. And he is to slaughter the bull for his own sin offering. 6 months after the celebration of Passover, in the seventh month, called Tishri, the Israelites celebrated the Day of Atonement. The high priest, beginning with Aaron, would make a sin offering for himself and the other priests before making a sin offering for the people. Through the sin offerings of the high priest, he could atone for their sins, and they could be at one, again, with the Most Holy God, the Lord. Since the priests knew and taught the law of God, their sins were most serious. Because of their position of authority, spiritually and politically, by their sins they could mislead millions of people. So that may be one reason God required a bull for the priest's sacrifice instead of a goat. A bull would be far more valuable and a greater sacrifice. Similarly, There can be no greater sacrifice than the death of Jesus Christ for our sins, which shows our value to God and the seriousness of our sins and rebellion against God. Leviticus 16:12. He is to take a censer full of burning coals from the altar before the Lord, and two handfuls of finely ground fragrant incense, and take them behind the curtain. Behind the curtain was the Holy of Holies, which was so holy that the high priest could only enter in on the Day of Atonement for the forgiveness of sins and the removal of guilt of all the Israelites through very specific sacrifices. He would burn the incense and create a cloud of smoke between himself and the Most Holy God, the Lord, lest he look upon God on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant and die. Leviticus 16:13. He is to put the incense on the fire before the Lord, and the smoke of the incense will conceal the atonement cover above the tablets of the covenant law, so that he will not die. Only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies, and only the high priest could make atonement for the sins of the Israelites, as well as his own sins, through specific sacrifices. The Israelites and priests outside the tabernacle knew from the law of Moses what the high priest must do for their sins to be forgiven and their guilt removed. In faith, they had to trust that the high priest did rightly what they could not see, and in faith, they had to trust in God to forgive them for all their sins. In faith, we trust in the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. Leviticus 16:14. He is to take some of the bull's blood and with his finger sprinkle it on the front of the atonement cover. Then he shall sprinkle some of it with his finger seven times before the atonement cover. Seven is the number of perfection. The Day of Atonement is in the seventh month, and the high priest is to sprinkle blood with his finger seven times. God required a perfect sacrifice in a perfect time, performed in a perfect way, to forgive sins and remove guilt. The sacrifices on the Day of Atonement pointed toward the coming of God's Son, Jesus Christ, who would himself, as high priest and sacrifice, be the one who would finally forgive the sins and remove the guilt from all, both Jews and Gentiles, who would put their faith in him. Leviticus 16:15. He shall then slaughter the goat for the sin offering for the people, and take its blood behind the curtain, and do with it as he did with the bull's blood. He shall sprinkle it on the atonement cover and in front of it. Goat's blood was required for the forgiveness of the people, and the procedure was the same whether the high priest was using the blood of a bull for the priests or the blood of a goat for the people. The necessity of the death and the shed blood of a bull or goat illustrates the fact that sinners can do nothing to atone for their sins or remove their guilt before our Most Holy God. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins, which shows how serious our sins are to God, to others, and to ourselves. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Our sins always result in suffering and death, and eventually brought about the suffering and death of God's only Son. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood, to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. Romans 3:25. Leviticus 16:16. In this way he will make atonement for the most holy place, because of the uncleanness and rebellion of the Israelites, whatever their sins have been. He is to do the same for the tent of meeting, which is among them in the midst of their uncleanness. The sins of the Israelites contaminated not only themselves, but also their place of worship and where they lived. The sacrifice of the goat would cleanse their lives from the pollution of sin, and even their rebellion against God could be forgiven, whatever their sins have been. But only through the sacrifices on the Day of Atonement. Only the death of Jesus Christ can lead to God's forgiveness of our rebellion against God and cleanse us from all righteousness, whatever our sins have been, if we believe in Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for us. Leviticus 16:17. No one is to be in the tent of meeting from the time Aaron goes in to make atonement in the most holy place until he comes out, having made atonement for himself, his household, and the whole community of Israel. No one was to assist or accompany the high priest. Aaron represented the high priest as the first high priest. If the high priest did not act properly, he could not come out of the Holy of Holies. He would die in the presence of God. When he came out, priests and people would know that by his sacrifices, he had made atonement for everyone. No one assisted or accompanied Jesus to the cross to die with him as a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus did not need to make atonement for himself, because Jesus never sinned. After Jesus died, he was buried. But when Jesus rose again from the dead and came out of the tomb, his disciples learned from him that his atonement for their sins and ours was accepted by the Most Holy God. Leviticus 16:18. Then he shall come out to the altar that is before the Lord, and make atonement for it. He shall take some of the bull's blood, and some of the goat's blood, and put it on all the horns of the altar. The horns on the altar help secure the sacrifice on the altar, and some think these horns represent the power of God. The sins of priests and people had some effect on the altar, because priests and people did not always offer their sacrifices throughout the year with holiness of heart, loyalty, and love to God. Therefore, the altar, priests, and people all needed cleansing. Leviticus 16:19. He shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger 7 times to cleanse it and to consecrate it from the uncleanness of the Israelites. The specified sacrifices confirm a sacred method that God required for the forgiveness of sins. The method does not include using a large amount of blood, as though more blood is more effective than less blood. Only a drop on the finger of the high priest is needed, sprinkled 7 times. Because, among other things, the blood illustrates that death is the result of sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. There is no magic in the blood. People do not need to wonder if enough blood was shed or applied for the forgiveness of their sins. As a consequence of our sins, Jesus Christ had to shed his blood and die. The fact that the Son of God had to die and shed his blood so God could lovingly, justly, and mercifully forgive us, remove our guilt, cleanse us from our sins, and consecrate us for his holy purposes is more important than the amount of blood Jesus shed, One drop of his sacred blood was more than enough. But Jesus began to shed his blood when he was flogged, and a crown of thorns was pressed upon his head before they crucified him. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. In what month did the Israelites celebrate the Passover? In what month did the Israelites celebrate the Atonement? 2. What did the high priest sacrifice for his sins and the sins of the priests? What did the high priest sacrifice for the sins of the people? 3. Why did the priest burn incense in the Holy of Holies? 4. How did the priests and people know that the high priest had done what was needed for the forgiveness of their sins? 5. How do we know that Jesus' death on the cross was acceptable to God as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins, our cleansing from sins, and the removal of our guilt? International Bible Lesson: God's Way to Forgive and Remove True Guilt, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Leviticus 16:16. In this way, the high priest will make atonement for the most holy place, because of the uncleanness and rebellion of the Israelites, whatever their sins have been. He is to do the same for the tent of meeting, which is among them in the midst of their uncleanness. The intentional sins and rebellion of the Israelites did more than morally and spiritually contaminate them and rupture their relationship with God. Even the tent of meeting that covered the most holy place became unclean in the midst of an unclean community. The Israelites had to live with their spiritual uncleanness and moral guilt in the midst of an unclean people until the Day of Atonement in the seventh month of the Israelite calendar. By God's grace, on that one Day of Atonement, the Israelites could avail themselves of God's way of making sacrifices so the high priest, all the priests, and the people could be forgiven for their rebellion against God and whatever their sins have been. Through arrangements, God commanded the high priest use a scapegoat to bear away sins and remove true guilt. By the sacrificial sprinkling of blood from a bull and a goat, everyone learned that the consequence of sin is death, and only by the shedding of blood can believers be cleansed morally and spiritually. The sacrifices on the Day of Atonement pointed to the sacrificial death of Jesus the Messiah. Jesus came to be the perfect high priest, scapegoat, and sacrifice. Jesus shed his blood to forgive, cleanse, remove the guilt, and empower to serve God all who will believe in him. Not just on one special day a year, but every day, Jesus remains ready to save those who will trust in him. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.